you know if they're testing the water for bacteria levels?
Oh,
day?
Yeah. Or you mean the ocean?
No, the ocean quality.
Oh, yes. Yeah. It's been very good of late. No, I don't know. Last one I heard was last week, but it was very good.
I've just been hearing stories that some of the workers are getting rashes and things like that. I mean, you're dredging up from the bottom of the ocean and that.
Well, now, wait a minute. What are you talking about our water in Atlantic City?
Well, Margaret, they're stirring up a lot of...
Oh, yeah, when they're dredging for the beach replenishment program.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
No doubt is stirring up some stuff. That's a good question. In that immediate area of where that they're pumping it back in and what have you, that'd be a good idea. I wonder if they are testing it.
And just riding my bike up there, you can kind of smell the stench of where they're dredging. So, you know, whether it's smell, there's something going bad.
Yes, like
I would think Margate or somebody would want to know if their water quality is, and the sand they're pumping onto the beach. You know, that could be devastating if that's contaminated.
Dan, this isn't the first time they've done this. You know,
when it's not the first time the government has dropped the ball.
Let's go to. When are we going to Margate?
Rocco.
Rocco. Rocco, good morning. That's Rock.
Good morning, Don. How are you?
I'm fine, I think, and I hope you're well, sir.
Yeah, I just wanted to bring you up to speed on the water quality. It wasn't really reported, but we live in Margate, my family, and all last week, the beaches... Parts of the beaches with the dunes were open, but you could not swim, and that was due to elevated bacteria levels between the border of Margate and Ventnor, that's Fredericksburg, all the way down to the Margate Pier. There were signs saying no swimming, and that is due to elevated bacteria levels.
Well, I'm glad you reported that, and I would assume that is indeed due to the dredging and the beach replenishment. Am I right?
Yes, and if you are in Margate, if you're in the northern part of Margate, the best place to go swimming would be in front of the Margate Library at Huntington. But I don't want to alarm anybody because our waters are typically very, very clean and very wonderful. But it is a fact that once the bacteria levels reach a number called 130, now anything above 20 becomes poor and not so hot, but not harmful. But once it reaches 130, and you can find this on the Atlantic County website, at 130, everybody out of the water. And that has gone on for approximately 8 to 9 days on the northern beaches of Margate between Fredericksburg and the Margate Pier.
And the signs are there, right? It's posted.
Oh, yeah. You will see signs that are up against the lifeguard stands. And believe it or not, they put a couple of signs on top of the new dunes that are constructed there.
Not supposed to put signs on the dunes, are you? Unless you... Anyhow, Marco, I appreciate you listening, and I appreciate you giving us that information.
Thank you, sir.
I thank you, sir. This too shall pass, though, eventually, when they get done the job there. Unfortunately, it is happening at this time of the year, and, you know, that is a big controversy, as you well know. It's been raging. Audio in Margate. Good morning. Audio, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi. I want to put my two cents in on the quality of the sand that's being pumped in Margate. There was a meeting in the late winter, early spring, at the end of the boardwalk on Ventnor Avenue with a bunch of high-ranking officials from the state and the DEP, and the people had a chance to put in their two cents. And I brought a sample of the sand that we have now in a bag, a Ziploc bag. I gave it to one of the high-ranking officials, and I said, is this what you're pumping into onto our beaches? He looked at it, and he says, yes. He said, there are various places we can go to find out what kind of sand it is, and this is what we're going to have. Well, what I didn't want what they got in Atlantic City a few years ago. It was like gravel and busted mm-hmm. up shells and things like that. But guess what they're pumping in?
What are they pumping in?
They're pumping in the gravel and the busted up shells. And it's covering our beach sand.
Well, we'll have to check in on that. I have to take you at your word. You're there. You live in Margate, and you sound like a gentleman that knows what he's talking about. Have you been on the beach? Did you? Well, you said you got a sample of it, right? And you took it to this analyst or whatever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I've been on the beach, yeah, many, many times.
Well, you've had. Is it different than sand they've pumped on before?
Much different.
Oh.
It's coarser. It's got tiny little broken up pieces of
whatever. Take it up with the assemblyman here, see what he thinks of it, because he's had quite a bit of experience with these things. He was a lifeguard and everything like that. So we'll take it up with him, Mario. Thanks for the call. We'll see what can be done. You took it to your city officials, too, haven't you, or you mentioned to them?
Oh, yes. I've been keeping up to date on it.
Yeah, your name sounds familiar.
From time to time to tell them where's the saying. Here's the story they give you. They throw it on to somebody else. They say it's the DEP. They tell us where we can pump from.
Right.
And if there's an endangered species or whatever it is that they're talking about, and they've got, thousands of square miles out there. I think what they did, they made it for the convenience of the company that's pumping the sand in. They made it close to shore. They made it so that one location can pump everything for the up and down the whole beach instead of going to where the actual sand is. Now, you're too young for this, but back in the 50s, when they were pumping sand in Atlantic City, it was beach sand. And it was coming in from areas out in the ocean that was beach sand, not the stuff they're pumping in now. And they're covering up our good sand.
Okay, well, we'll have to check on that, and you've taken it to the authorities. I don't know what more can be done, but we'll ask Chris Brown when he comes here. All right? Well, this and I go back. We had to bring the sand in from Egypt. it's not funny. I know it's a very, very serious situation. And Chris, always good to see you. And but just briefly, very briefly, about the Margate sand. I know I said you've been a lifeguard. You've been around the beaches. You've been through a lot of beach replenishment. And you don't want to go too deep into this. You take what they dredge up. I mean, the quality of the sand, does it vary out there, what they can dredge up? I mean, can you order sand from the ocean like you go in and maybe make it buy at the deli or something?
Well, first of all, good morning, Don.
Good morning.
It is a good summer morning to you, too, and to all your listeners. So the question is, as your caller put it, is there a better spot to dredge sand where
and don't get the gravel or whatever. He claims it's terrible sand that they're putting over their good sand. That's what he's saying.
I have to tell you, there are a lot of things that I've become familiar with and worked hard to learn. But sand texture is not something that I could speak with any authority on, Donna.
I'll call Dr. Farrell out at Stockton.
There you go.
Yeah, there's somebody who knows sand.